This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Bokrug.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The titular doom.
Mm-hmm.
It came to Sarnath.
Yeah. This is a vengeful god.
Yeah.
Very upset at what the men from Sarnath did to the beings of Ib.
Yeah, the Ib, the flabby idiots from Ib. Every time somebody from Ib is described, it's very mean. You know, fucking Ib. Like, you know, just like, they, you know, but they had Bokrug backing them up.
Yeah, no, they've got, don't piss off dad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you got a little nerdy kid, mm-hmm. you know, one, that kid might glow up into a Bokrug, or they might just have a big brother Bokrug right behind them. You know?
I like how you said glow up.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like when you grow up and you are more attractive or you change or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay. Like, that's what I thought it meant. I thought you misspoke.
Yeah. No. It is a common. Yeah. I don't blame you for thinking that. I misspeak frequently. This was not that.
Okay.
Yeah. This was just a regular old.
A regular old saying that I never heard before.
Listeners back me up here.
Okay. It's fine. No, I am not blaming you for me being out of touch. I am making a joke at my own expense.
The point is, if you ever pick on somebody, no matter how flabby they are, they might have a Bokrug that comes like that, you know, infinite millennia afterwards and destroys your city.
Yes.
You know?
So Bokrug, he is a 12-foot long iguana. He's a great old one. So a very powerful alien creature, which is worshipped as a god.
Yep. Big beard tendrils. And the cool thing is he always has 1d100 being Ghost of Ib.
He rolls deep.
Yeah.
But like, imagine rolling not. Two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got two guys. It's like, I got Phil of Ib and John of Ib. And these are the two ghosts of Ib. And like, ghosts do things in this book, right? Yes. Like, I'm in this game. Like, I'm sure that Call of Cthulhu, like, ghosts aren't anything to fuck with. And if you roll, like, you know, 78 ghosts, it's mm-hmm. a big problem. But if it's just Bokrug and like Phil and John, like, I feel like Bokrug, Phil and John, and Stills and Nash could be taken out, you know?
Sorry, we can't end there. We've only gone for like a minute.
Yeah, I like Bokrug still as a Nash though.
Yep.
the all that in Sarnath.
You've got to teach the beings Vib well. Yeah. But I love how delayed this might be. Bokrug believes that revenge is best served cold.
Yeah.
It might take centuries before it comes
very
down.
Cold.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a cool thing too, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like, you know, you think that you're safe.
Yes.
Like, it was safe to destroy those Ib people, but like, your children's children's children will like face that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very resonant of an idea. Like, I think it's fairly timeless.
Yes.
Yeah. Not least of which is like, you know, climate change shit, but just obviously. In general, right?
Yeah.
Like the consequences of the sins of the father, like mm-hmm. taken to an extreme degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Bokrug actually fights you, he's just like biting you.
Right.
He fights you basically like a lizard would.
That's the thing. Like, he's got like a tail slash. If he does something with his tongue, maybe. Nope, not even that.
Yeah, he swallows you. He can eat people. But it's not like some of the gods in this are like, you know, they kill 1d10 investigators per day.
No.
You know, or, you know, per minute or everything like that. This guy just bites you. Like, this is also kind of a baby's first god.
A little bit, yeah. Depending on how many ghosts he rolls.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that. But I like that idea. I like that concept of like, okay, like, this is just kind of a minor being that was worshipped as a deity, but he literally gets the power from the strength of the worship, you know? Yeah. And so like, he does roll deep with them probably.
Yeah. I think that's cool. This is a cool, there's a cool idea of working your way up, like from the most killable to the least killable gods.
Oh yeah.
In this book, like, that'd be a fun idea for like not a very Lovecraftian.
No. Campaign. What you're proposing is like, no more heroes, but with no more old ones.
Yeah. No more.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.